this is the time for a beer or a wine, old fashioned or whiskey sour. My favorite place with my favorite people, and these are the sounds of Happy Hour.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Man Dog Pod Happy Hour Edition. That's right, we're out here in my good buddy Dan Lippert's backyard. My name is Ryan Rosenberg, your hostess with the mostest. And Dan, how are you today?
I'm good. That made me just think of those hostess cupcakes.
Oh, I wish we had the mostest of those.
I do too. I used to eat a lot of those. You know what I used to eat a lot of?
What?
Those little apple pie things in the wrapper that were like, the, like 99
generic,
cents.
Forever generic looking one.
The strudel? Or it's like an, it's a pie? Or
there she is, folks. Talia Tabin, another one of our hosts.
I wanted to get in there.
Yeah.
Too hot.
Like the one that McDonald's
serves. Yeah.
McDonald's.
Like the one McDonald's serves, those types of apple pie that are like a turnover almost.
But the ones I'm thinking of, they also made like a cherry pie or like a strawberry pie.
Loved them all.
But Boston I only cream. Got them like at school. Like they were available like at our school.
Do you have a gas station in your school?
Victoria Longwell, folks.
Oh, there she is.
What
big
up?
Big roast, and she revealed the secret. I went to school at BP High, British Petroleum High School.
Don't you feel like those were at gas stations?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's why school was, because school has like generic stuff.
Yeah, you know I guess
I mean?
That's
like
true.
Like made for, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, cheaply for hundreds to thousands.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we're here for the happy hour, the happiest hour of our week and hopefully yours. We like to sit outside, have a little beverage, and laugh with our friends.
Got to say right now, big ups to Papa Tim Blaine for the theme song you just heard.
Papa T. Big Papa T.
Big Papa T.
That's nice that he really is Papa T now.
First Father's Day coming up.
First Father's Day.
Oh, my gosh. What are we going to get him?
Did you make Mother's Day? You made Mother's Day just barely.
I made Mother's Day, yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Thank you so much.
That's lovely.
It was really lovely. We went to Barnstall.
Oh,
and sat out there and ate sandwiches from All Time.
And do you guys have huge plans for Father's Day, or is that just another thing where we get fucked?
Man. I don't know. I'll get him like a fork for the grill or something.
There
no.
you go. Roll reversal.
I got him. He's not going to hear this, right?
He doesn't listen to these.
But in time.
Not in time.
When's Father's Day?
It's
this Sunday.
This week. It's this Sunday.
Yeah, no,
from
it's
now.
Fine. It's fine.
I got him some white sneaks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What kind?
From this place called Thursday, Boots Thursday.
Cool.
Have a boot on Thursday. I'm not really sure. I'm clearly not being sponsored by them. And then I'm going to take him to Gras Pizza.
Oh, Gras Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
What's
have you guys
that?
Been?
No.
It's in Echo Park. It's so delicious. They have this just delicious sourdough pizza.
Yum.
Yeah.
Gras.
G-R-A.
I love your little family. I love that you guys, I mean, I always loved you guys as a couple, but now that there's a baby, it adds so much more.
That's a family now.
Gravitas. You know what I mean? You're both mom and dad as well as partner and spouse.
Yeah.
It's cool. It just adds a little bit more to it.
Yeah, it definitely, the weight of it is being felt.
Uh-huh.
In a good way and in a challenging way. We're happy and we also have our other feelings too.
Tired.
But yeah.
Talia, how do you feel generally about like ghost stories and the supernatural?
I have always been a person where somebody will be like, I think, or like I have a story about a ghost and my eyes immediately water.
Start watering.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but I'm very interested.
Good to know. I'm not going to tell you this ghost story.
Yeah.
Then.
No, tell me it. Now
no,
I have
I
to
can't.
Know.
Can't.
No, that's the way. No, no, no.
Speaking
I need
from
to.
The record.
Is it about a dead baby or something?
No.
No, tell me.
What made you think of it? What made you think of
what
it?
About?
Well, we encountered recently.
Victoria, you just sitting on this?
I just need you to know, because it feels like it's going to come out, that when I found out about this, Dan led with, Talia can never know.
I said that she has to at least wait a few weeks before she knows.
Okay,
I said
okay.
Like she can't know tonight.
I feel pretty
Did
in the dark
never?
As well.
I told you
Well,
this.
My eyes are already watering, so I think we should just go ahead.
So in the spirit of happy hour, we got a nice little happy hour at this outdoor patio. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Our friend Seth Morris was also there at a different table.
Friend of the pod.
And
I was there.
And Dolly was there. Tim was there. Lulu was there. on the way out, I said hi to him, and he was like,
"Yeah,
you know, you guys are where you were sitting is the haunted section of the restaurant."
Why?
And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Well, when they opened the restaurant, two of the employees both were like setting something up on a ladder and fell off and said they felt pushed."
He's crying. Why? Why?
And then he said, and there was another story I can't remember, and he said they looked into it, and apparently they used to cremate people in the corner where you were sitting.
In the corner of a patio?
And so they had to have a seance in that area.
He's making this up to scare me. He's making this up.
He didn't even tell it to you.
And he told me, and I said, "I'm glad you didn't tell Talia right now as we have the baby with us." But I couldn't hold on to the secret anymore. I felt like he
And I don't know if this counts as haunting, but I also sat in a chair and was thrown back as well.
Oh my God, that's right.
Because the chair was placed sort of precariously next to the planter.
In the dirt.
So you could have put that on my wild sitting, or you could put it on the haunting. Yeah. Maybe a little bit of both.
I would say the biggest haunting was my damn wallet. These $16 drinks.
Their drinks are so expensive.
Yeah.
I bought a dresser from that place, and they're really expensive too.
That's the second time today you've done that to me. You better speak right around Ryan, okay?
Because he's so here true. To get it. Oh, I'm so sorry. No.
But you guys know we're never going back there, right?
I'm not.
Well, for also, plenty of reasons.
Ryan's salad was too small.
I apologize.
The smallest salad. And I think it was like a classic $16 salad.
Oh, because you didn't get the same salad as the entire rest of the
table. Well, they definitely found the lettuce. But they forgot. They couldn't find the other ingredients, was my experience with that place.
And even if my salad was small, I was like, okay, well, it's probably chock full of the good stuff, right? No. I don't even think I got a third of an avocado. Everybody knows that if avocado is listed, you don't just get like a slice.
Yeah.
You get like a portion.
Yeah. No, yours, it was the smallest set, but it had.
Even the bowl was small.
The bowl was tiny. It was like the size of that the chips come in.
You would think that for the salad I was served, it would be a $3 add-on to a meal.
Yes.
Not a
market greens.
We finally introduce the people who write a good menu with the people who make a good patio. Because never have the twain met. You go to a place that's like, well, the patio rules, but the food is really expensive and like boring or sucks.
Yeah,
or it's like the food is great, but the restaurant is insane.
Yeah, what is that?
Stella missed the Mr. Window. She's taking a shit a little too far away.
Oh, God. That's Stella.
Classic dog shit of the day, folks.
But when you walk by, you know that she just had a nice little
shit. She's refreshed.
It's so true.
Can we think of a good LA patio where the food is good and affordable also?
Do you think it's on purpose somehow? They want you out of there? What's the deal?
I thought they want you to drink. I don't know.
I think the trick has happened. We are living the trick.
Yes. Oh.
Where it's like, We can say we're a fancy restaurant and charge $16 for lettuce with a little dressing on it.
Yeah. And the dressing was light.
We got to stop making people rich.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. Like, everywhere that's in my neighborhood that serves cheap food, that's the only place I want to eat. Mm-hmm. Because when they go away, we're all screwed. Mm-hmm. There's never going to be like a new cheap place.
Right.
So if it's old and it's cheap, you got to keep it around you're
going
to be screwed forever.
Yeah.
Once everything is a Tender Greens and you can't leave for spending less than like $24 or whatever.
When that used to be the kind of the afford. You were like, oh yeah, let's just pop on over to Tender Greens.
Right. Now I'm all about the like local sandwich place, burrito place,
that's
whatever
great.
That's like under 10 bucks. We got to support them, folks.
You got to.
You know?
I think Figaro's the only answer to your question. And actually, I wouldn't say the food is stellar, but
their happy hour is good prices.
Their happy
hour, at least you can get.
Oh, that's fine.
They're a nice middle because they don't have an amazing patio. Yeah. They just have the street side, which is pretty nice. And then the food is pretty. You know, it's like they do a good mid range.
What about? Did you guys ever go to Square One Dining?
Yeah.
That's an outside. I feel like the food is good, but you're not really going there to drink.
I guess Square One did a good job. Yeah, you're right about that. A little pricey. You're definitely paying $6 for
side of avocado.
What I understand to be a 40-cent iced coffee.
Oh,
like we've all made iced coffee. The trick is over. It's not $6.
Yeah, you're not surprising anybody.
Yeah.
So we went to a happy hour. Or we went to a restaurant this month We got to go to another one next month so we could talk about it.
I would
like
love
a new
that.
Place that we haven't really been.
That's
or
right.
Like that we haven't all been together.
Because we went to Happy Hour right before we did that show at Holy Shit Improv, mm-hmm. which they saw on the Patreon.
Oh.
We put that show that we did on the Patreon. So they all got to see that. So they kind of got a little glimpse into that Happy Hour 2 weeks ago.
Damn, that's fun. Yeah.
Now I would love to do another. Do you guys have a place that's on your list for happy hour you'd like to go?
I don't know happy hours, but there's so many restaurants.
Maybe we should go to Superba.
Oh,
yes.
Do you think they have? Have you been?
I love that.
Oh my God. I've only been once.
I want to go.
It's also, what if, you know what? That's a patio.
Isn't that a patio?
Beautiful, delicious food, very expensive.
Very expensive. Good.
It is pricey. I wonder if they have a happy hour. But you do. I would say bang for your buck.
Yeah, if you're giving me the goods.
Oh, they're fries, Victoria?
Really? I've got to try the fries.
Of course.
Last time I went to Superba, we had the thing happen that drives me absolutely nuts.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
We made a reservation for two outside.
Okay.
And saw four groups come in after us and get sat before.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
And then the lady was like, all right, you're up, and then tried to sit us inside. And we're like, oh, we sat on the reservation outside. She's like, and this was after 15 minutes already. And
oh,
she's
no.
like, all right, it'll be 15 more minutes.
No.
And then
what do you do?
Then she like went to the front and the woman was like, actually, there's a table outside, and they sat us right away.
Oh, okay, good.
But it is that thing where like both my girlfriend and I are like overly polite to people and like trying to be understanding and don't want to be rude, but also you have to like, it is a world where you have to kind of chime in.
Right.
Like, I know.
We should have said right when we got there, two for outside.
Yeah.
Because I had a feeling, you know, the hostesses
Nobody's
are like
looking.
15-year-olds, right. You know, and it's like, you don't know how to run a restaurant.
Also,
it's not your fault, but you don't.
I've been a hostess, and if I feel like I can get away with pushing somebody over to get more, you know, like to do help with my like seating situation.
Yeah.
I did it.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if you guys didn't mention it. Yeah, exactly.
White people get fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off because I'm the polite person when I go to a restaurant, yeah. but I still know they're fucking me over there.
Yeah. And we knew it.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Lakeside. So happy to have you today. Do you have a reservation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Reservation for three.
Okay. Beautiful. And what's the name?
Linda.
Okay, let me see if I have that here. I have a Binda. Is that you guys?
Yeah, that's me. I'm bad. I just type so fast on my phone.
Okay. Sorry about that. Well, Binda, I have your table ready right here, okay? And that was a patio table outside, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. Just going to have to walk through the bathrooms here. And around.
Do I split off with you and go through the men's rooms?
You're going to have to walk through the men's? Yes, we have not.
Oh, the entrance to the restaurant is through the restrooms?
That's right. Yeah, it's kind of an odd place, but once you see the patio, you will love it. I promise.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll see you in just a few seconds. All keep on moving. And there we are again. Okay. Now here is your wonderful table right in the corner. Can I start you guys off with something to drink while you wait for your server?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I feel like we had a pretty polite interaction on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
And you maybe gathered that we're kind of nice people. We maybe make mistakes sometimes vis-a-vis Binda. I feel like maybe you're giving us the shaft because I notice our table is not just through the bathroom. It is next to the bathroom.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
There's no shaft.
Yes,
it's
to
just
the shaft?
No, just currently that's what we have available. Right. If you'd like to wait a couple minutes, I can get you to a table if you're liking well, more.
Would
this
we
is
have
just
to walk
right
back
right
through
now.
The bathroom?
Yes.
I know how hard your job is, and so I don't want to make it any harder. I've been a server before. I've worked in the service industry.
Okay.
I'm a man of the people.
Okay.
In that way.
He really is.
Usually people that are kind don't have to talk about how nice they are all the time while they're complaining.
Okay. Well, usually restaurants don't walk me through a bathroom where a man who I hope hasn't eaten here yet is having really bad stomach issues. I actually want to ask that guy on the way out if this is pre or post meal, what happened in there.
Oh, absolutely. Don't bother people while they're going to the bathroom.
I said on the way out, honey.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll get some waters for you right now, and your server will be over in just a moment.
Great.
Just want to let you know our specials today are dried chickpeas with old sour cream, as well as a lettuce salad with an olive oil. All right. I'll be right back.
Okay. I'm sorry, honey. Was that too much? I know.
No. It's not too much, but I just don't want them to, you know, be upset at us.
Sure.
So we have to find the right balance, right, Sarah?
Whatever you want.
It's your your graduation day.
I know, but just, you know, whatever works. Whatever works. Who cares about the graduation? You know, it wasn't that big of a deal. I know that I just got my last round of radiation, but it's not a big deal. Right. I'm not even that hungry, really.
Well, we wanted to bring you to a fun new restaurant, and that's what we're going
to
do.
And just to clarify, which I should have done with you beforehand, honey, and maybe I'll do it in front of everybody. Do they call the end of radiation graduation, or have you also graduated from something? Is this more of a celebration?
Graduated from high school. I had cancer during my senior year.
Yeah. Well, I think our focus should be on what's joyful about this.
Dad's focus has always been on the joy. He almost hasn't
Dad
even
just asked me for a clarification.
He hasn't paid any attention to your illness, and that's the way we like it with him. We just let him focus on what he, the happy stuff that he can focus on. I take you to the appointments. You've worked.
And listen, none of it is, you know, none of it's a big deal. It's not serious.
Agreed. No. Agreed.
Hey folks, how you doing? My name is Jameson, and I will be taking care of you today. Went ahead and brought you some burnt ends. That's the crispy pieces of our bread that we've burnt that is complimentary. Of course, we do offer fresh baskets of bread for $16 a piece. I can get one of those started for you as well. But would anybody like any expensive drinks?
God damn it. Go ahead, honey.
You know what? It is a very special day for us. Twofold, and we would like to get you know what, why don't we all do 3 margaritas?
Okay, wonderful. Is that on ice or on the rocks or blended? Well,
ice on the rocks or blended? I think we'll do blended.
Okay,
we'll do blended.
Wonderful. And can I see IDs for everybody, please?
Oh, you know what, we're all above 21.
Yeah, that's fine.
Unfortunately, I'm not so sure about this little one here.
Little because something really, really bad has happened.
Oh, honey, don't get
into
it.
Oh, what do you mean?
Right now.
So, no,
what do you mean? I want to hear.
We don't need to get super into it, but she's just been through something really, really bad. And we don't even want to. Can we just get 3 fucking margaritas, guy?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I'll be right back with those margaritas blended. Just want to let you know our specials today are dry chickpeas with old sour cream a lettuce salad with olive oil.
Okay, anything on that salad?
Sorry. Well, the olive oil, of course. Salt and pepper.
I thought there was a goat cheese.
We're out of salt today, unfortunately.
You're out of salt and pepper?
Mm-hmm. We have pepper. We have lots of pepper.
What's on the rim of the margaritas?
That's a pepper rim. It's going to be a pepper rim today.
Okay, then, you know, we'll leave off the pepper rim.
Okay, wonderful.
It's a pretty special day twofold.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be right back with that stuff for you guys.
Thank you.
I wish we hadn't brought up some of the negative stuff that's happening in our lives right now, even though it's ultimately joyful, because now I am angry and I'm having trouble controlling that news.
You're going to get that margarita.
Beep. 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 Oh. Keep bringing it in. Bring the truck back in.
Is this...
Beep, beep.
I think we're in the delivery zone.
Yeah, this is good.
My purse.
I'm sorry,
you
guys.
You ran over my purse.
I'm so sorry about that. Let us just move the truck and get the purse out real quick.
Oh, my God.
Pull the truck forward just a little bit. We're bringing in a lot of sand today, guys. And so, unfortunately, the guy's late, and so we have to dump it right now. If you'll all pick up your purse and your shoes, we're going to dump the sand, sweep
our
it right under
your
table.
Our shoes are on our feet.
Well, you're going to have to take them off, miss. I don't know what to tell you. My guy was late with the sand.
Beep, oh, Sarah, beep. I'm so sorry.
Oh, sorry, we ran over the purse again.
God
sorry about that.
Damn it. Well,
here, let me back him in. You don't know how to back him in. I could back him in. I got this.
No,
all
I think
right?
I got this.
Cut it. Beep. Cut it, the wheel. Beep. Cut the wheel.
Okay, cut it. He's got a good idea.
And back.
And dump it.
Right on my daughter.
Oh no. Your EpiPen got run over in my purse.
I have that.
That too?
It got smushed.
You should not have smoked so heavily in the pregnancy.
Dad.
She shouldn't have. Look at you.
Dad.
I'm sorry, but I love my cigarettes and you know it.
I thought you were going to say you love your daughter. Just
of course
as she
I love you.
That's what it feels like to be on a bad patio.
That is what
right
it feels yeah.
like.
Right
damn.
There.
Damn. That was egregious. I thought maybe, yeah, that was egregious. That
Speaking
was
of nice patios, the breeze just kicked up where we are and I'm feeling fine.
It is so lovely.
It is.
When there's a breeze.
Yeah, you can't beat a breeze when you're feeling hot, huh?
It's true.
And I really feel that.
Would you rather have a breeze on a hot day or someone give you a blanket when you're a little chilly.
Because
neither one of them are unbearable, but it's like this feeling of comfort in opposite directions, you know?
Honestly, blanket on a cold day.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Well, what you've given us in this hypothetical is someone is giving you the blanket, which is special.
Right.
That's like, oh, wow, thank you.
Well, Mother Nature's giving you the breeze.
That's
true. I'm just more connected.
That's special, too.
That is special. Thank you.
It's tough. It's tough. I'd rather be cold when I'm sleeping.
Oh, sure.
So I'd maybe go for that breeze.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you love to be cozy?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And I went right to an image. So I was like, forest. You're like camping or you're like in a cabin and you're like kind of outside and then you get a blanket.
Oh, my God.
Tell me if you guys have run into this problem as you've gotten older. Yeah. And I don't know if it's associated with age, but it's gotten worse for me the more time that has gone on.
Okay.
I'm dry as a bone. All the time. My vagina is dry as a bone.
Feminine question.
No, I mean that, like, because you said you like to sleep cold. I also like to sleep cold.
Yeah.
So summer, it's hard for me to sleep. Ooh. But I'll turn on a fan or the air conditioner. But then I get really dry.
Yes.
So I put a humidifier in my room that I put on high. And it makes the whole house, when I wake up, like a mist.
Yeah. Oh,
so it's working.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel so dried out every night.
Yeah.
And if I drink too much water, I have to get up and pee a bunch of times.
Oh. Right.
I cannot figure out how to live.
How to like regulate that.
Because when you kindly let me stay at your home when I had COVID, and when I stay at my mom's house in Tucson, the fan is above the bed.
Yes.
And it's just there to dry you out. Obviously, it's cooling
you
down.
To itch you and dry you out.
Yeah.
I was getting pretty dry.
I feel like.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Because it's a little itchy. It's like
you're dry.
It's making your hair go.
Yeah.
And are you talking mouth or whole body? Because I know people who have good lotion routines before bed, if you're doing that. But if it's mouth.
Yeah, I do a hand lotion sometimes. But I feel like in the winter, my hands get so dry. Like in the summer, I'm not as worried about my hands, but I feel like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cotton mouthiness. Yeah. And I wish I could sleep with my mouth closed. I've looked into like mouth taping.
Yeah,
you heard this stuff?
Of course. No.
But I can't breathe through my nose well enough, even post-surgery, that feels, I just feel
like,
man,
I feel like you have to work up to
loss.
It. Isn't it like kind of like, you know, that cold shower guy?
Right. Wim Hof.
Wim Hof?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the same as mouth breathing.
Right. Something happened with Wim Hof where he has come up once a week for me in like the past 3 weeks.
Oh, maybe you need
He's been around forever.
But I think he's hit a cultural, he was on Netflix about a year ago.
Yeah.
And now everybody has like.
He's someone who's benefited from like TikTok or something. People
for
share.
Sure.
Oh, really?
I don't know. That's my.
You're probably right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Him on there.
To breathe is to save your own life.
Like he's like one of these crazy guys.
He's really good. A really good impression.
I go from living my stupid day to like squeezing into my bed and passing out, falling asleep.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I had a more like kingly bedtime routine.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to do it.
You have to
That's what's hard is.
You
for me to have a nice routine like that, I got to go to work.
Yeah.
That's why I can't do it.
What was y'all's chore situation growing up? I just read a thing about a study that, like, if your kids do chores, they're more likely to be, like, self-starters and able to do that type of stuff as they grow up. And we, like,
Did you have chores?
We didn't have chores. Like, you got to do the thing. Mine would be, like, which I've said a million times on the podcast, my dad at 7 a.m. being like, get up, we're going to the steel yard. Or like, we got to go take this refrigerator 40 miles away.
Whoa.
You're always helping, but you didn't have like your chores.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Butterfly. Oh my
really
God.
Good.
Oh,
really good. God. We've been blessed.
Beautiful. Yeah. We have been blessed.
That was a good butterfly.
That was a really
that was
good
your
butterfly.
Dad. Sorry, is that too much?
Oh my gosh, right as I was complaining about
him. No, as you were talking about
it. But in a real, like, my dad kind of way.
Dad.
Your dad gets you up and makes you carry your refrigerator. Right.
I feel like
I like to think animals are dead people.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
You guys like to tell me that I sit in cremated areas and things like that.
So that they can become animals that you see later.
Yeah. Actually, we can't talk about that. What am I talking about? What were your chores?
My
chore
thing was weird because I had two different houses. So I feel like in respect to like the self-care thing, I'm just so disorganized because like the rules at my dad's house were very different from the rules at my mom's house. But it was impossible to keep straight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, for a kid to be like.
They were not very like, these are what they are. It was more just, I don't know, we're always just kind of try to keep the house clean.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
But there was no rhyme or reason, really. Mm,
yeah, that's tough.
So how does one, at the tender age of 36, because mm-hmm. I feel like you and I will speak only for myself, we have the stories we tell ourselves, mm-hmm. the reasons that we feel we're this way.
Yeah.
And now I know.
Exactly.
Why can I not do anything about it?
Right.
Like, that's right. what's driving me fucking mm-hmm. nuts is like, oh, I don't even know how much the stories I tell myself are true about the reason, but that's mm-hmm. my belief system now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, well, what am I going to do now?
Right.
I have an idea.
Why? Okay.
You have right. a scene idea?
Did you have an idea, though? I feel like you
I have a theory, not an idea.
Tell
Go
me
ahead.
Your theory.
Oh, my theory was going to be a thing that could shift for you, but I don't know, because I'm kind of with you that like, we're all sort of who we are, and once you know it, then like you can try and work against it as best you can, but right. also it just is what it is. Mm-hmm. I sort of agree with that. However, I wonder if you get your own place, if it changes a little bit.
Not for me.
Not for you?
No, it did. It did. I definitely live better now than I used to, but I guess I'm still growing and learning.
Yeah, right, right. But like you're saying, like the responsibility of just being on you. Like it's easy to be like, well, I live with all these people and like those kind of vibes.
I feel like now that I have a place with a person that is like, this is our family and our home, I feel like a lot more pride in it and I want it. But I mean, I still am not deep cleaning the bathrooms all the mm-hmm. time or anything. But right. I think I try to keep I like the way things look. It makes me feel more cozier. Yeah. You have a nice setup at your
I know.
Place.
Like, I feel like every time I've nice. Come over, it's been very like well kept.
It's only about 45 minutes of cleaning away from being nice at all times.
Yeah.
But it's always about 30 minutes dirty.
Yeah, you know yeah, I mean? I get like, that.
Before people come over, I definitely sweep everything into my room, then clean my room, and then
yeah, for you know, sure.
whatever. But
I will say I feel like I went to this hypnotherapist once or a couple for a while, and I feel like it's like our neuro pathways.
Oh yeah.
Right? So I feel like you've like that you have like deep thought pathways that are like, I can't do that. Like I can't have a nighttime routine. And I feel like it's like, and I don't know how
the
to do that
are
with
sort of worn
yeah, the grooves
a little bit.
Are worn in. So I don't know how to do that without a hypnotherapist, but I feel like every night before going to bed, like that, because that's what they say is the best time for your brain to like soak in the information. So like she would give me mantras or whatever to say like, you know, all is well, or like I love myself, or, you know,
yeah,
I deserve bullshit.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the kind of thing that can like change you more to your core mm-hmm. than being like, I'm going to write a list. And then I'm going to beat the right. shit out of myself when I can't, like, go through the list and do right. the list, right. you know?
I think that's a good point of, like, I feel this because I see it in my, like, family. And I don't – it's so useless to, like, be so down on yourself.
Totally.
And I really beat myself up over, like, things that are just true about me.
Me too.
Never wallow in the things that are great, like, inherently great about myself.
Which is another probably groove that was worn
100%.
From the same, right? It's no different.
Yeah,
and that the way that you were spoken to or about is how you learn to speak to or about yourself.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's more because like you're like probably all of our parents told us we were great, et cetera.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
I don't know that they were doing that for themselves. Mm-hmm. And maybe like that's yeah, what you that's... absorb a bit more.
Sure. Wait, did you have to do chores, Victoria? You were the babe.
I was the baby, so, like, I didn't get a job until pretty late. I did chores, but I feel like not in any way that was so
right.
built into my life. I will say my sister and my sister-in-law with their babies, they, like, have the kids help. In a way that the kids really seem to like to, like, because you're at that age where you're kind of like, I want to do mm-hmm. what my parents are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I like keep putting that in the back of my brain for yes. having children of like, oh, I'm just going to have my kids participate.
Yeah.
Yes.
And to sort of what you're talking about of like, those are the people who maybe are like self-starters, et cetera. I like that. I think that seems good.
Mm-hmm.
We every Sunday had to like take out the trash, take out the recycling, clean our bathroom, like do a thing. But my sister is like neat freak, like my dad, just inherent, you know, like one of those people that like needs to like have her closet organized. And I am not like that. And my mom's not like that. But we all had the chores. Like, I feel like I feel like I'm halfway in between the two.
Yeah.
Are you into skincare, like face skincare?
I would like to be, but I can barely get the damn floss in my teeth.
Well, but so this is exactly the lineup I was going to use. Yeah. I'm bad about flossing. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, your dentist is watching.
But
canceled by the dentists.
No. But I love doing my face.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I had a real nighttime routine locked in once I went to a facialist. She gave me some products and I was like, this is what I'm going to do every single night. Mm-hmm. And that has like become the routine and is non-negotiable.
Well, can we get me a skincare routine?
Yes.
Oh, love to.
100%. Let's go to Sephora together because I need to go to have them.
I need to go to Sephora.
Okay, let's all go to Sephora together.
Folks, that's been today's episode and we're headed to Sephora.
We'll bring the camera and just walk around Sephora with it.
Oh my God.
I need them to give me makeup and tell me how to do it. Like what makeup to wear.
Oh, well, can I help with that
too? I'd love if you would.
I've been having some skin issues and so I like looked up like what to do if you have this. And it's like $3,000 and 40 products. Ew. And it's like, I need a way into
There's
this.
Just
it
no
can't
way.
Be this thing.
There's no way that the solution to everything is like becoming more of a consumer.
Yeah.
Like there's gotta be a way to, like you were saying, use, what is it?
I've been using baking soda for deodorant for the past 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cheap.
And it's been great.
I tried to brush my teeth with baking soda in high school.
Oh.
And I did for a couple of years, and it was like, I think I don't like this.
Yeah.
But I'll try.
Did you guys see Love is Blind second season? Somebody like second season? Somebody
Where were
made
you, Ryan?
Their own.
Kind of let Talia get
I've
away with it.
I've let a couple go. also baking soda.
I was just going to say, I stare you in the eye and I mess up.
Well, I'm trying to be kind because I destroyed your self-worth earlier.
Yeah.
I receive love with a razz. Okay, so don't be afraid to razz.
I do too.
You said
I do
bacon
too.
Soda. Toothpaste smells delicious.
This guy made his own toothpaste anyway. I was with baking soda and coconut oil. And I was like, why aren't we all doing this?
Yeah.
Because you'd stink like shit if you were me. I've tried it all because deodorants make my arm itchy.
Right. Oh, sure.
So I had like 2 years of like, I tried every single thing to tell you about. And it was the stinkiest 2 years of my life.
That's got to be tough. Because I would hate that process of like trial and error and still being like, I stink.
I think of anything that I don't want the most, number one, I don't want people to think I smell.
Yeah, for sure.
I would rather people think I am like, everything I could say here is not actually true, but like racist than think I smell. Because it's like, I know I'm not racist, other than, of course,
the inherent
racism built into us endemically by the system.
Thank you, yes.
But I try my best to be open-minded. But smell, I have no idea at any given point if I smell.
Yeah, if you really stink, it's like walking into a room and not knowing how to control your volume.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people are being affected by this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The idea of somebody not knowing how to control their volume is funny to me.
Oh my God.
I don't know anyone like that. I have a friend like
that. I'm sure I do.
Yeah.
But it's outrageous. Try to go to a movie with them.
I like the idea of sort of being aware that I can't do it. I can't get it under control.
I'm sorry. Sometimes, God, I know a few people who like will talk shit on people you're around, fully in earshot of them.
Oh my
I'm like,
God.
If I can hear you, they can hear you. We're in the same space. You know what I mean? It's like, save it for the walk home or save it for the car or whatever.
Oh my God.
Ooh, that's tough.
Did you have a scene from earlier that you want to try or is it too far, too gone?
You
had something, but then you thought Victoria had something.
Oh, I thought you had a theory.
Oh, it was a theory.
Or did you say you had a scene?
No. I don't think I had a scene, right? Did I
say
that?
Do we ever have scenes?
Yeah, I was going to say I would have been damn surprised.
All right, I'll do a scene. Welcome to Sephora. You cannot videotape in here.
Really?
Yeah.
But we make videos.
I'm so sorry, guys, but I can bring you over to our new non-toxic skincare line.
Did you just look at us and kind of assume that we were here for skincare?
No, not at all. That's what they told me to push today at our morning meeting.
Well, just to be clear, she's here for skincare.
Okay.
And I make videos. So I make videos of her for our YouTube. And today she's making a skincare one. So
yeah. Got it. So we
want us to use
we
your
are
products,
a brand or, you know,
you're
a
brand
company,
and a store. Yeah.
And you would have to contact our higher up branches to be
we
able
did.
To approve. You did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Well, the customer is always right. So yes. Go ahead.
Okay, are you rolling?
Okay, rolling.
Okay. What's up, everyone? We're here at Sephora.
Excuse me, sorry. Can I just stop you really quick?
It's an Australian YouTube.
Oh, okay.
YouTube.
You're yelling.
What?
I'm
just making sure I'm connecting to the camera.
Okay. Just so you know, if you could control your voice a little bit better.
I can't.
I just make videos. I don't know what you want.
Okay.
Actually, what is this? Nail polish?
Yes, that's what you're holding is nail polish. That's an Essie red to be wild.
Wow. Would you wear this?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what your videos are about?
We're not rolling right now.
No.
But maybe.
Do you want to be in a video?
Oh, gosh. No, I couldn't. I think it's against company policy. So I'm just going to go around and help other people. And obviously, you've spoken to the higher up. So
of course.
You please continue on. Let me know if you need any help with any new lip smackers.
All right. And we're rolling.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sephora.
Oh, it's so loud. I'm going to go get my stuff somewhere else.
Wait.
Get your hands off of me, miss.
Please.
Ow.
In morning meeting,
oh my
they
God.
Said,
world
don't.
Star. World star.
Hey, world star, she's hurting me. Ouch.
Hands. Hey, hands. My hands are to myself. My hands are to myself. I'm sorry.
Too late. You are the craziest woman I've ever met.
Oh, say it into the lens, my man.
This is the craziest woman I've ever met.
Oh,
it was too loud in here.
We'll blur your face. This just in. Abuse at Sephora.
No. I'm just in morning meeting, they said.
What is your YouTube?
Our YouTube is what's happening now.
We make as many videos as we can, as fast as we can.
That's right. It's about quantity, not quality.
You know what? I think it's best that you guys leave. I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to be, you know, we had a really important morning meeting.
But I haven't gotten any skincare.
Oh, you would like my help with skincare? Okay, I just...
You guys can film
me.
In the Ross Dress for Less. You're just going to have to elbow for some room because basically that's what everyone's doing in here.
Yeah, it's pretty chaotic.
It's a pretty small lotion aisle.
Sheesh.
But if you... I see a spot right next to the Nautica spray there. So, if you guys want to film over there.
I tried on these these loafers, these boat shoes, and
get out of the way, you old British hag. We're making a video here, and we're rolling.
What's up? Now we're here at Ross Dress for Less, and we are trying out the Nautica lotion.
Hey, excuse me. You're getting in my video.
You're in my video.
I'm doing an old world Cape Cod video. Like, clearly a Katharine Hepburn, wouldn't you say? Clearly. You're getting right in the middle of it.
Oh my God. Get out of my way.
Yeah, back off.
Don't make me throw this Sperry topsider at your head.
I swear to God, I will hit you with this Yves Saint Laurent.
At Ross Dress for Less?
It's an Yves Saint Laurent. You can
send
find
right
anything
over.
Here if you're thrifty enough.
Howdy, YouTube. If you're looking for a caramel corn that'll kick you in the britches, you have got to try this weird big tub for 35 cents right here at the Ross Dress for Less.
Okay, cut. Where are y'all from? What is happening here?
I'm from Napa.
You're from Napa?
Yeah.
I don't have to tell you that.
Cowboy, where are you from?
Yeah, cowboy, where are you
from?
Come
on, cowboy, tell us where you're from.
Let me guess, you're not even a cowboy? That looks like a plastic hat.
Yeah, it looks like you're wearing it.
I'm from Portland, Oregon. It is a plastic hat.
The city part, too, not even the rural.
And it's too small on your head. It's just,
Yeah, I got it from Party City in a rush because my other one blew off my head because I was riding my Vespa over here.
Party City, that's a great place to make a video.
Let's.
We got to go to Party City.
We got to go to Party City.
Howdy. Hi, we've been out of business for about 10 years now, sadly.
No!
This week, is Party City in business or no?
Or no.
Scene. Beautiful.
Oh, man.
What do you think of that, Talia? Great initiation.
Not only did I initiate in a Sephora, but then I brought up something else. I burned two ideas.
That's okay.
You're welcome.
Well, we had no ideas, so two is great.
I had a pretty good one.
If this... What about the voice?
Oh, you're good.
Okay. Was it going to be like in a herald? Bath or
I would have been shunned backstage.
Nobody would make eye contact with you.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe I've said this on the air. I think I've said it to you. The one of my biggest lessons in the pandemic that is like not just a personal lesson or how I feel about the world is I spent notes were too long.
Yeah.
Improv notes were too long.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
We'd spent too much time after shows talking about them, and when I was a coach, giving notes. Notes should maybe be 2 minutes long, and then you'd work on it at practice.
Yeah, because you're never really listening or remembering.
Yeah, they kind of just feel like a punitive time to tell everyone what they did wrong.
Yeah, you just don't need 45 minutes afterwards to break down every scene and be like, this was right and this was wrong. It's like, everyone knows. And then you just go like, here's what we should have worked on,
but
and then you go into
our
the
coach.
Next one.
You both were our coaches, so how would you guys have felt if I was like, no notes, damn.
Completely disrespected.
I don't know. If people were like, this isn't valuable for me, I would try to listen to them, you know, like, because I don't know. You just sometimes for me, you feel like, oh, if I talk more, it means we were more productive.
Yeah,
but I think that's actually unproductive at a certain point because it gets people in their head.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and also just like amount of time of my life I want to spend on things. They're too big of that pie chart was receiving or giving improv notes.
Right. Improv notes are funny because I say this all the time when I'm coaching of like, well, I mean, you're never going to be in this scenario again, but maybe you could be a bit more like a puppet than a Muppet in this scene. You know, I think I would have liked to see a little more puppet.
Yeah
a little less
Jim
Muppet.
Henson-y.
Yeah.
That's a great note. I'm going to give a lot. I'd love to see a little more puppet, a little less Muppet.
Now, I know Victoria coaches people. Dan and Ryan, do you guys still coach people?
Not currently, no.
I may start again soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I couldn't do over Zoom or anything like that, but if in-person stuff opens up, there's a world where I would
Me and my baby are looking for a new...
baby improviser.
Baby improviser.
You're going to be a little two-person team?
Yeah.
So a little two-prof?
Yeah.
What would you be called? Lutu?
Wow.
That's good.
Tutu Lulu.
Lutube.
Like Lutube.
Have you
like
guys
Lube
thought...
YouTube.
Lube-tube. I've been calling your baby Lube. Not to you, of course. Have you guys looked into it all, putting her to work, getting her to be an actor?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I don't know, but we did, Tim and I have the same commercial agent,
mm-hmm.
and we did send them like two pictures of her because Tim took this picture that looks like a goddamn headshot. It's like kind of off center to the side with like, she's like in a blue thing and there's a white behind it and it made us laugh. But then we were like, I don't know, maybe we would bring her to an audition if it was like mommy and baby or and baby. I'm not like going to necessarily send her off on her own.
Right.
I'm not going to kick her out the door by herself just yet. But
I feel like they can act from like 0 to 4 and then they should stop. And then they can start again at like 20.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know what I mean? Because it's not going to affect her poorly now.
She could get college for herself.
Know. Yeah. Right.
And then not
if
act
she
until
books,
after.
Like, two Target commercials or something.
Oh.
Hi, is this Meredith? This is Dave. I'm with the agency over at Huffy Bikes.
Hey, yeah, this is Meredith. How can I help you?
Hey, Meredith. Good to talk to you. We're calling. I know you've been on hold for the, you and your family have been on hold for the Huffy Bike shoot.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I can hear you kind of primping up on the other end. I can't see you there. It's okay.
Well, sorry. It's just that I work a customer service job, you know, to make ends meet. And I kind of said, how can I help you start this? But Who am I?
I didn't think twice about it.
Okay.
Well, we're calling because we really, really loved your daughter,
Great.
Lola.
Great.
But we are thinking of going a different way with the mother. We found a mother that looks a little more in line with kind of what your daughter is serving us. But we were very excited to work with Lola, and the outside dates are still the end of July.
Cool.
So we're just wondering if we can go ahead and lock Lola in for that.
Well, yeah, I mean, Lola's going to be so excited to do that, and you can definitely walk her in. I guess I just, can I, if you don't mind, how could, so somebody was serving more what Lola was serving than me, her mother?
Yes, I mean, just for this particular part, you just weren't exactly right for Lola's mother, for the, for what Huffy Pikes kind of saw in a family. No, nothing about you, but also it was specifically, it is you that does not work as the mother there. But we're so excited to work with Lola, and we will absolutely keep you in mind for Huffy Bikes in the future.
Oh, well, thanks. That sounds great. Oh, there's a lizard outside of my window.
Oh, a lizard. Awesome.
Okay, well, yes, Lola is on board,
Could you actually get me a photo of the lizard? Is it, like, within catching range?
Because
there is a, we do have a lizard stunt in there. And
you want
we're
me to try and
a,
catch
an
the
animal
lizard?
Wrangler, or we could send the wrangler over.
Just seems like you like everything about me but me. Everything attached to me but me.
Welcome to set. Is this Lola?
This is Lola.
Oh, we're so happy to have her on set. Hello, Lola. Okay, so Lola has, this is going to be her trailer while we're shooting.
Wow.
Oh,
wow, Lola.
And you're her mother?
I'm her mother.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Can I just, this is a little unconventional. I'm the second AD and also a producer. And I was wondering.
Oh, wow, nice to meet you.
It's nice
Meredith
to meet you.
Meredith is my name.
Hi, Meredith.
Hi.
I'm Allison. Now, you don't quite look like her mother, but those clothes that you're wearing are, I was wondering, could we maybe pay you to use those clothes?
Can we get security down here? We have a mother trying to get into Lola's trailer.
Sorry, you want my clothes?
Should I bring the gun?
Absolutely. She looks difficult.
I can hear your walkie. I am Lola's mother.
Oh, right. You know what? We just like security to be on top of everything.
It's really important to have security here when we have babies on set. So
yeah,
we're just
well,
taking
sure.
care of Lola.
We want to keep little Lola as safe as possible.
Yes.
Can I
too.
Send you over to costuming and maybe they could get you like a little, you know.
Why don't you just use me? What if you just use me?
Oh, we have the most incredible actress playing Lola's mother. And you know what? She just gives a touch of a different vibe.
All right, folks, let's go ahead and break for lunch. That's 30. We'll be back in 30. Crafty is going to be out the door into the parking lot. And of course, let's let all the actors go first, then background, then crew. And then let's get Lola's breastfeeder in here as well. We want to make sure she's getting the top-notch milk while she's on set. Thank you.
Sorry, excuse me. I'm Lola's mother.
Yes.
Meredith is my name. I was actually on hold for this commercial.
Oh, so you're not part of cast.
Pardon me?
Yes.
I am Lola's breastfeeder.
Oh,
wait,
Diane,
excuse
hello.
Me.
Hello.
Excuse me. So nice to see you.
I'm
Can I get
wet
you a plate?
Nurse.
Excuse
oh,
me.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, steak?
I have to, yes.
Salmon?
Yes.
And
excuse
chicken.
Me.
Please.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Hello.
Sorry, what was your name? Were you
My name is Meredith.
Trash?
Meredith. Meredith Smith, Lola Smith's mom. What did you just say to me?
I thought you were guarding the trash. I thought you were our dumpster security. Sorry.
No, I'm not guarding the trash.
Okay, well, we need someone guarding the trash.
Should I bring my gun?
There's a lady down here trying to get into the trash. I think, yeah, bring the gun.
I'll bring the sawed off.
Sorry, excuse me. I'm so sorry. Yes. I'm Lola's mother. Mm-hmm. I am still breastfeeding Lola. Lola
nice
does not need a
you.
Breastfeeder. I don't know why anyone thought. There must be some miscommunication.
Oh, well, I'm kind of rock hard and ready to go.
You see how beautiful she is?
What does that have to do with anything?
She's got prime milk.
They're not actually connected. Beauty and milk.
What? Jeans. Of course.
No. No,
they
and
are in
also,
Hollywood, miss.
What?
They are in Hollywood.
No, no.
And also, oh, if it makes you uncomfortable,
it
just
does.
So you know, I've fed Kate Winslet babies.
How long have you been making milk? Oh, her babies.
And I've been feeding Martha Stewart's children.
Lola doesn't need anybody else's milk but mine, okay?
Oh.
I was on hold for this commercial.
Hi, can we cut for a minute? Okay, Lola's just looking a little bloated. Did she get the right milk during lunch? I'm feeling like this scene
is looking kind of like. I'm sorry, is this something to do with Lola?
Did you need anything?
Well, I didn't want to say this in front of you, but the baby's looking like a fat hog. Because she's drinking fat hog milk.
Sean.
Listen.
Sean.
I make $800 million a year, and I don't have time to discuss details.
This is Sean. He runs all of the famous Huffy Bikes commercials. I don't know if you remember the one.
Sean White, ex-snowboarder.
There you go. Yeah.
You make $800 million a year?
Yes.
Well, I was actually on hold for this commercial, and then they are keeping me in mind for future commercials.
I thought you were guarding the trash.
They're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Sean?
Would you guys like me to jump in there with my breast?
Oh, yeah, you're rock hard and ready to go.
Same. Sean White became the Huffy Bikes ad man.
I don't know why, but Huffy Bikes was the funniest choice to me. Huffy Bikes. I had a Huffy. They're great. Good machines.
I don't know if I'd be able to handle it if she got chosen over me and somebody else.
That was exactly the, yeah.
No, I don't know.
You know right, that's what little we were just about it.
That was the kind of idea.
I finally have a perfect scene.
Well, that's Natalia's idea.
No. imagining you in that situation was really making me laugh.
Be really painful.
But yeah, that's... I really think we should outlaw... And I would stop you if you started making your kid act after 4. I don't think child actors should exist from like 4 to 18.
Right. Oof,
I just don't. No offense to any of you child actors out there.
Mm-hmm. What do we do for the child parts?
I mean, they did a pretty awful job in Men with the guy playing the kid in that. But maybe that VFX. I don't know. But I don't know. I don't think I care enough. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh, I think
it's
you
like,
would.
It's child labor. It should be illegal. Like, it is, like, really fucked up for people's brains.
I will say...
I just don't think it's worth, like, a good performance in a movie.
People bring... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No.
Well, people bring up that Steven Spielberg... I don't remember the actor's name who plays Elliot video, where he, like, is talking to him and he gets him to cry in the audition video or whatever. And people talk about it like it's an amazing video. And I have said before, like, I think it sucks that we're just, like... Can we get this kid to like really earnestly cry and be so upset in here?
I've seen that pop up and I think I purposefully like subconsciously not watched it because I think that's how it would make me feel.
I feel differently.
Tell us.
I wanted to be a kid actor so fucking badly. I wish Spielberg had gotten in my face and said, your whole family's dead. And I had wept on camera and then I'd done it again 7 times on set. Right. That's just me. Not every kid is like that. And I don't think if they don't want to do that, then don't do it. But like, I would have.
But what about, Talia, the way you might feel expecting a job and getting rejected or showing up at an audition or finding out other people are getting it?
Dude, I did that.
As a 11-year-old.
I did that. I auditioned for so many plays and got shitty parts or no lines or like didn't get in it. Like.
Do you think it's the same stakes as like seeing your friend at school be popular versus like seeing somebody like if it was like you and Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah, that's
and then she became Millie Bobby Brown and in my head,
wouldn't I still be like on a great Disney show? Because how many Millie Bobby Browns are there?
You could be next.
So if it's me between me and Millie Bobby, I'm clearly doing well.
Well, yeah, but also plays are like regular hours and you're not around like a bunch of crazy adults who have no.
Listen, my parents didn't let me. Yeah. I begged them to let me come to LA and they wouldn't let me.
I feel like the activity of being in a movie isn't the bad thing. It's like the fame and the bullshit that's wrapped around it, right? Like it's such industry that you can't avoid. Like, you're immediately adultified. It's the same reason you can't work at a McDonald's when you're 10.
Yeah.
It's not an appropriate place.
Yeah.
Every aspect of the industry is wrong.
I totally get that. But the seeing somebody else get it and the rejection part of it
that would bother
feels
you.
Lesser to me. It did bother me. I was very upset, but it still felt like my whole world, even just through community theater or whatever. But I think it's like being on set. It's the hours. It's the like adultifying. Is that the word?
Yeah.
The kid. Yeah, I get that. That's the hard part in my mind.
like, yeah.
I say make a kid cry and give him a, get him a, to do a great performance.
I even feel like sometimes as a kid, like sports was really unhealthy for me because of how competitive it was and how important it was that we won. And it's like, but I'm 11. Mm-hmm. Mm. It just can't be that important, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's not good for me to put so much pressure on, like, literally my still developing body to be like a performance machine.
Yeah.
Like that was definitely not healthy for me in the same way as like getting denied as an actor or whatever, or like losing a big game and getting yelled at by a coach for it. Or, you know what I mean? Like just being a kid is tough.
Yeah. You definitely need the royal you, like the people in your life that are like, after the coach yells at you, that are like, we love you no matter what. Right. Like you, I don't only pay attention to you at your games. Yeah. I also am a part of every aspect of your life. And I value like your other efforts that are not achievement based or whatever.
Yeah. Right. I think it's probably all like everything else where like sports, which are like maybe a little more common. So like a, there's maybe a little more of like a roadmap for how to handle that with children.
Right.
There are like pros and cons. There's like an extreme level of it that could be really tough on a kid.
Yeah.
With being on screen, it just feels like maybe it's a little more uncharted territory widely. And also it feels like the stakes are very high for that reason.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like I see these kids sometimes. I'm not necessarily in the camp of like, I don't think kids should be actors, but I do think it's tough when they get so famous. I like see those kids from Stranger Things and I'm like, are you all ruined?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And they probably
also are. Like the people who have the least understanding of what would the words be? Like who value the wrong things are directors and producers. Who are like, we got to get the shot done. We got to do this fast. We got to do it right. And it's like, these are all people you're dealing with. And that's hard, really hard for me as an adult to handle, mm-hmm. let alone like this frustrated man child running around and being pissed at a 5-year-old because they can't get the scene right.
Right.
Yeah. While their like mom is off camera being like, you have to do this right. You have to do this right.
I just hope in my heart that they're like the people that choose to do like kid oriented, you know, productions like have an awareness mm-hmm. and also there are things set in place of like you can't shoot for as long with a kid and they have to go to school for this many hours and you know like there are things
the rule should be like you can't be a failed actor and making your kid be an actor or something like that.
Oh my God.
Because I think about
that feels like a direct attack on me.
You're not a failed actor.
I'm just kidding.
You're
I'm
not a failed
kidding.
Actor.
No.
I mean like somebody who would be off screen. Like we are counting on this. I just think about my dad when he would like come and see my shows. He is someone who was always a sports dad. And then I chose to do theater and he then became a theater dad. Mm. And like his stuff after shows were, I just thought I could understand every single word you were saying.
Oh my God.
And like would come in and try to invest and like, but just thought I was doing great.
Yes.
That I think that's the vibe you need mm-hmm. that was helpful from a stage parent.
Yeah.
Not the ones who are like truly invested in.
You didn't hit your note.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah.
Oof. Scary. Right. Well, I feel like if your kid doesn't want to do it, don't make him do it.
Of course.
Like, even if they do, it's like kids also want to be firefighters.
Right.
Yeah. You don't let them do it.
Well, maybe.
Well, you did.
With the right supervision.
Yeah.
All right, team, take a knee. God damn it.
Crap.
Shit.
What the hell was that out there?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, really? Are you sorry?
I am so sorry, coach.
Okay, well, tell that to every single person in the stands who is invested in seeing us at State this year and won't get to now. God damn it.
Well, doesn't everybody get to go? Doesn't every team in T-ball get to technically go to State?
Yeah, technically. You want to go to State on technicality, Wilson? Is that what you want to do?
My name is Brad. You named me Wilson because the ball hit me one time and it made a mark.
Wilson? You're Wilson until you catch that ball, all right?
But I'm actually Wilson.
Okay,
Don't give him
cup.
My name.
No, this is Broken Cup.
Oh, no.
broke her cup by kicking him in the nard so hard.
Yeah, Dad. Yeah, that's why his name is Broken Cup.
Well, Broken Cup, what do you want more? To be coddled and hugged for being a failure so you can turn out like Wilson's dad over here? Or...
Brad. My name is Brad.
Brad's dad. Brad's dad.
He's rad. Sorry.
Brad's dad is not rad. Brad's dad is an art teacher. Right?
I like art.
Well, yeah.
I like finger painting.
Okay. Well, sometimes you look like a damn Pollock out there. All right. This was disgusting. And you know what? No orange slices. I'm taking these away.
No orange slices. Wait, but I want to put it on my teeth.
Yeah. You know who gets orange slices? People who can catch fly balls and easy pop outs. Easy pop outs.
I'm really sorry about that pop out.
Now, what have I said 400 times when two people are able to catch the ball in the same spot?
Call for the ball.
Call for... Thank you, Broken Cup. Wow.
Scrooge Wilson, I'm your child.
That is your child.
Wilson. I'm getting a little confused now. Wilson is Brad. Broken Cup is Wilson. And you are...
Tears.
Tears. Oh, yeah. Tears, you... I hate you the most. Not everything is sad, Tears. You've got to...
Can I say something about your coaching style since you've given us plenty of feedback?
Oh, yeah, Brad, this is going to be rich.
You haven't given us a single tip or pointer. You've only hurt our feelings and said that we're bad.
Call for the ball.
Yeah, that's true, Brad.
But you didn't tell us that. You asked us to tell you that, and we knew.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough.
That was a beautiful speech, Brad.
It was
Thank you, Tears. I mean, Jason.
All right, everybody. Here's the deal. I will let you go to state because everyone gets to go if you bring a little bit of gumption and effort. All right?
Could you maybe just show us how to hit the ball? Because every time you swing... The tee falls on the ground, and then the ball falls on top of it.
Well, you know what?
And it makes me sad.
In my dreams, I pick up a bat, and I hold it, and you put your arms around me from behind to help me swing through the bat.
That's
and like my dad is hugging me.
That's so nice. That's like that movie Ghost.
I'm going to tell you right now, Broken Cup, no one wants to hear about your dreams, your weird fantasies. All right.
Okay.
It's like describing an improv scene. Now, here's why
I
can't.
I like improv.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, Brad, doesn't your dad do improv?
He's hilarious.
He's so funny.
He actually used to do improv. Now he got called up and he's on the television.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your what dad do you do? Is rad.
I'll tell you what I do. I coach T-ball and PE.
As
and
a
also,
job. Because you volunteer at both of those.
So what do you do for money, Wilson's dad?
Well, I buy and sell.
My mom
used
makes
cars.
All the money.
Okay,
your mommy
yeah,
makes the money. Yeah. What does your mom do?
She's
an attorney.
Wow. Yeah. I wish she would come and teach us T-ball.
Sounds like she's really got her stuff together.
We both equally got our stuff together. All right. I'm shaping the hearts and minds of young children. You're going to thank me when you're older.
But then why does she say, get your shit together all the time?
My mommy has never said that to my daddy.
Why are your fingers all burnt?
Well, I'll tell you why. And this is a good lesson for everybody while we're talking about it.
Yay, finally!
If you're late to a game and in a rush, don't rush the lasagna, all right? You're going to be totally discombobulated.
Are we having burnt food again tonight?
We are having...
Mom's on a big case.
Wilson, you could come to my house.
Do you think your mom ever cheats on your dad when she's out of town on a big case?
I know she does.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Hey, we need to scale back the rudeness here. All right. Oh, Tears.
Please. I feel sad for Wilson's dad.
No, there's nothing to feel sad about, all right?
He's in the dark even about his wife's infidelity.
He looks like he's hurting.
I'm not hurting. I'm doing just fine. I am doing just fine. If anything, all of these things that you all are, you know,
he's
calling out about me.
He's looking around the room. He can't make eye contact.
He cries late at night and he thinks nobody can hear.
In the bathroom alone.
Okay, yeah. I thought I fucking refinished those walls so that they're paper thin walls.
No, I can hear your crying and other stuff.
Doesn't seal the sound.
How do you know all of this, Wilson?
Brad's dad.
My dad is, did we already say?
He's on TV. He's on TV. Art teacher.
Yep.
And
Brad's dad is Brad.
No, Brad's dad. Brad's dad is
he called you Brad.
Just for the rhyme. It was
you
just for the rhyme.
You're changing for the better.
Look at it, Peter. That's from Hook.
Maybe you need another hot dog, Coach.
I would love another hot dog. Can one of you go buy one for me? They cut me off. They said there won't be enough for the kids if I have as many as I usually have.
Yeah, you're not supposed to reach into the window.
Okay, well, they should. If I'm paying, there's no sign that says there's a limit. If I'm paying, I get the rights to the hot dog as much as anyone else. Okay. This has gotten out of hand. Watch this. You guys want to learn how to hit a T-ball?
Yes, please.
Grab the bat. Yeah. Grab the bat, Broken Cup.
It's happening.
Grab
just
the bat.
Just like her dreams happening.
She's turning around. She's ready for a hug.
Okay, choke up on the bat. Now you're way too low. Choke up. You can't handle the bat that long.
What does choke up mean? You might have to show me.
You might have to explain at least one thing to any of the kids. You can't just say things that you learned once and expect us to know them. This is how we learn.
This is it.
Well, Wilson, you think that butterfly over there kind of running into the wall is your dead dad? You've told me so many stories about him, and it feels like a sign right now, huh?
Wow, that's a nice thought. But I think if my dad came back as anything, it would be a turd, so.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's probably that butterfly, but.
Well, there's that turd over there getting cucked by another turd.
That's for sure, my dad.
I wanted to be like your brother or sister and be like, oh my God, I think I saw dad. I just went to the bathroom. I saw dad for sure.
Oh, man.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I love when y'all play kids. I think it sounds so cute.
It's fun. Oh, it's so you do funny. A good
yeah, no, thank real you. Kid.
You. Ooh. Did you guys have speech impediments as a kid?
No.
I couldn't say my R's.
Oh, let's hear it.
So and, cute. And Ryan my name was Wyan. Wyan Wozenboog.
Oh my.
Wyan Wozenboog. And I went to a place called Children's World.
Oh,
that is really hard to say, weirdly, because of all the consonants in it or whatever. So I would say Children's World.
Oh, my God.
Did you have an opinion about, do you remember feeling like self-conscious or was it?
I remember being pissed that I couldn't understand why I couldn't say it different, you know?
Yeah.
And I went to like one speech class maybe, but then it was like, you don't need it. Like, you'll just get it.
Is that it? So like all of a sudden you could just say ours?
Yeah. Like, you know, I was 5 and then 6 and then I think at like 7 I was pretty good.
Wow.
R is kind of hard.
Yeah, R is hard.
Yeah,
how a lot of mouth.
Yeah.
This is weird. I guess it's just because societally it's like you want to be able to have like the standard speech. But part of me is like, why do we care?
Right.
Like, yeah, let someone have They'll say their it. R's that way. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's
maybe
hard.
You want to have a speech pathologist and I have no education about this at all, but
I don't know.
I think it's like about the ability to communicate what you're thinking and feeling rather than you're wrong, but more like, you know what you want to say, but it's not coming out how you want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you potentially have the ability to, you just need a little like extra assistance.
There's a gap needs filling. Yeah. Well, folks, I think we're about done with the happy hour. I don't know about you, but I'm much happier now than when we started.
That's always the truth.
It's always the truth. It really is a nice reminder. Oh my God, this is too cute. There's a hummingbird, and he's humming on all of the Christmas lights.
Oh, you guys have some maybe fruits?
Yeah, like a flower or a bowl or something.
Oh my God.
Very cute.
Wow, we'll
Very
get you some nectar, cute. My guy.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Or girl.
Sweet.
Or whoever you identify as, my sweet hummingbird.
Yeah. No,
sweet well, to honey. All of our listeners, both patron and new, thank you for listening.
And nude.
Is there anything that we want to share with them before we go? Anything we're plugging? Anything we are... We just did the Yeti show last weekend, Yeti or not, at the Elysian Theater, and it was a wonderful time. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Yeti had Big Grande.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing it.
Holy shit, that was so fun.
I feel like we'll get that matchup again in the future. So
and
I'd
you
say
you guys are trying to do that show a little bit more regularly,
I think,
right?
That's right. Yeah.
So maybe follow Yeti for real on Instagram.
That's smart.
Stay updated.
Yeah.
We're taking July off, but something will probably happen in August, right?
I think so.
I love that. You guys are so fun and funny.
You guys are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And of course, your social media, which will be tagged all around here, but where can people find you?
Oh, yeah. I'm Victoria Longwell on Instagram. Longwell. Don't follow me on Twitter. I don't tweet.
All right.
I'm at Talia Taven on Instagram and Twitter. I haven't been on either since having a baby. I don't want to get postpartum depression comparing myself to others.
Yeah.
But you can always Venmo me money at Talia
Taven. I love that.
I wouldn't say no to a Venmo either. I love that.
Baby
I'm going on a trip if anyone wants to buy me a drink in Paris.
Oh, my God. My birthday's next week if you want to. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about
people
that.
Should definitely take you up on that. I'd like to buy you a drink in Paris.
Oh, my God. I would love to buy you and Devin a drink in Paris. Holy shit.
Yeah. I'll buy you a French 75.
Oh,
I think
my
over there
gosh.
They just call it a 75.
A septic quap or whatever.
Can I get a septic quap?
For anyone who's listening to the free episode of this and you're always curious about our Patreon, now is as good a time as any to join patreon.com/TheManNowDog. We did a free, but we did a Zoom episode for patrons only that we'll put on there with some awesome guests that we live streamed, and we'll be doing a lot more stuff like that. And some other exciting, what would you call it, perks for when we hit $5,000 and $5,500. So join us over there if you've been curious about it. And the backlog of Friends Talk, Frasier and Feelings, which is on hiatus right now. But you listen to Talia and Victoria talk about Frasier episodes with wonderful guests. I think that's everything, right?
That sounds good.
That's
and
all
of
it.
Course, a big fat thank you to Brian Holmes, Hannah Rehack, Annie Wu and Casey Trela for all the post-production and creativity they add to the podcast.
Love it.
Thanks, y'all. And thanks, y'all.
Whoa. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Bye. Have a happy weekend.
Bye.